Thank you, Patrick. And now it is my pleasure to introduce one of my former bosses during my Bank One days, Mr. Bruce Glore.
Well, it's my honor today to introduce Melissa Bean, who's chairman of the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank for the Midwest. In her role as chairman, Melissa has opportunities to meet with many of our major clients and community leaders, and also helps develop our employee programs. Upon arriving yesterday, Melissa was whisked off to the market leadership team meeting, where she spent some time meeting with our regional or local senior management, many of whom are here today. Thank you very much for joining us. That was followed by a trip over to the mayor's office with Al Smith, where they spent about an hour, and Joe Hogsett talked to them about the issues that are important in Indianapolis. So they had some good time there, and it was a very meaningful meeting, hopefully, for her. In her prior career, Melissa worked for 20 years in the high-tech industry, organizing sales management, working with prospective investors, building relationships with clients. And if that wasn't enough for her to get going, she then ran for the U.S. Congress and was elected to three terms representing the 8th District of Illinois, where she was very active on the House Financial Services and Small Business Committees, which keeps her very busy. What I like about Melissa is when she comes here, she perceives our group to be an incubator for innovative business ideas. And she takes those ideas back with her to her senior management meetings in Chicago and New York. So we are the source of some great business ideas. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce the eminently qualified and eternally youthful Melissa Bean.
Well, I just had a birthday on Sunday, so I really like the eternally youthful part. That's great. Thank you, Bruce. And good afternoon, Indy Rotarians. Thank you so much for asking me to come speak to you today. Is that a little too loud? I'm going to step back from it. I had the pleasure of meeting Elaine Beadle on the way in and talked to her a little bit about her new role heading up economic development for Indianapolis. And we briefly talked about workforce readiness and how important it is for every city to be globally competitive, to have a workforce that is ready to take on the jobs of today and tomorrow. And that fits very nicely with what you asked me to speak about today, because to get to workforce readiness, you have to have workforce development programs in place to bring young people up to the skills that they need to enter the marketplace, but to be constantly retraining adult workers as the economy shifts and evolves. And so J.P. Morgan Chase is very proud to have a number of initiatives in place. In fact, of all of our philanthropic giving that we do, and we have various pillars that we focus on, our number one focus, as Al Smith and I were talking about just a little bit ago, is workforce development. And it's to address the skills gap that is a widening skills gap that exists today between the jobs available, the millions of jobs posted, and the deployable skill sets that are available to take those jobs. Another way to put it is it's to address the gap between you, the employers, who often tell us how hard it is to find the talent that you need, and the candidates that we talk to and young people we know who are trying to either enter or re-enter, if they're not young people, the workforce, and they're finding they're just missing certain skills. First, let me step back before I delve into that a little further and talk about how important Indianapolis is to J.P. Morgan Chase. It's a long-standing market for us, and I think also, as evidenced by your participation today, a great example of a city that knows how to bring together the business community, civic community, neighborhood groups, and government to work together to better the lives of your community. And as Bruce did briefly, I want to acknowledge our own team members, Al, Bob, Bruce, and all of the JPMorgan Chase folks who really embody that every day, not just in Indianapolis with you, but in all the communities I'm fortunate enough to work with across the Midwest. I'm really impressed with not only our talent, but the community commitment that our people have, and it's really a big part of our culture. So being from the Midwest, I'm not from Indy, I'm from a Chicago suburb called Barrington in the northwest suburbs of Illinois, but I think we have something in common is that in that we're Midwesterners. And so we grew up with work ethic very much a part of our lives. I know in my day, and I looking around at some of my peers chronologically, in your day as well, most of us had plenty of jobs when we were young. You know, shoveling snow, cutting grass, paper routes, babysitting. I used to sell Avon. I think I had 6 or 7 jobs before I was 15. Sadly, today, we see a lot of young people, 20, 22, 26, they are educated, but they have no work experience. And it becomes very hard for them to assimilate into the workplace. And it's a concern I just personally have. And as a parent, was frustrated because we made sure our kids worked, but they ended up having to skip certain after-school activities because we've got these coaches who think that every kid in every activity is going to be an Olympian or something. And so they want them every day, after school, all day, and they don't leave them between homework, which has increased in volume from when we were younger, and after-school activities. It leaves less time for work. I think it's something personally we all have to be mindful of, to expose them, not just seeing other people work, but actually doing work and being paid for it. You know, how many of you remember, not your first job, because we probably had a lot of them at the beginning, but how many remembers the first paycheck job that you had? And so we remember how that felt to get the first paycheck, to put it in the bank, to open a banking account. We remember the sense of pride, not just a sense of accomplishment for a job well done, but a sense of pride for being acknowledged for that work and having an opportunity to learn, to grow, to earn money, to have self-sufficiency. And I think today, sadly, there are many communities where that is not happening for too many people. If you also look at the shifts in school, when we were there in middle school and in high school, there were vocational programs that we could participate in. Those have almost been wiped out from middle school and high school, and colleges don't provide them unless you're in community colleges or vocational schools. Not that there aren't certain hard skills and degrees you can get in four-year institutions, but there's fewer places to find hard, pragmatic skill sets that are necessary in the workplace, and that translates to less skilled workers. There are millions of jobs that will be coming available over the next decade that we know of. And while 60% will require only a high school degree, over 50% will require a four-year, only 50% will require a four-year degree. So there's a lot of opportunity with those other 50% of jobs to help people get up to speed that don't have to take on the debt that is associated with today's costs of higher education. And so the private sector is really stepping up and getting involved to address workforce development initiatives for both young people and adults. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the initiatives we have at JPMorgan Chase through our foundation. In Indianapolis, let me back up and talk a little bit about some of the economic conditions. There's been moderate economic and job growth during the recent recovery. During the past 5 years, job growth has exceeded the national average, and economic growth has been on par with the U.S. economy, but there are some concerns that we hear from the business community. Productivity, measured by output per worker, has declined nearly 2% since 2009, which suggests that much of the growth is driven by population growth rather than high-value work. So some of the initiatives we're focusing on to address that is New Skills at Work, which is a 5-year, $250 million global initiative helping cities, states, community organizations, and schools to promote, accelerate, and support demand-driven skills training for adults. In central Indiana, Ivy Tech, who's here today, Ivy Tech's Accelerated Adult Learning Program offers in-demand training programs for adults, providing industry-specific credentials, along with academic advising and financial counseling. And, you want to give it? Oh, he's looking for applause. Okay, we'll give Jeff some applause for that. That's right. And you may know of our Chase Legacy Center on the Near East Side, where we support workforce development programs for manufacturing and IT credentials. So in addition to training and retraining existing workers, too many young people are graduating from high school without the skills to compete. So we've launched a 5-year, $75 million global program to expand skills-based education for young people. It's called New Skills for Youth to address youth unemployment. It pulls together stakeholders in business, higher education, government to establish and promote career pathways so that they understand what's available to them and can begin to tool their skill set to pursue those paths. In Indy, we have great partners that are really making strides in this area. IUPUI's Informatics Diversity Enhanced Workforce Initiative that offers informatics training and career readiness in IT for students at 3 Indianapolis high schools. Indiana Black Expo's Action Plan for African American Youth. We support workforce preparation and career guidance for black men up to the ages of 24. And TeenWorks, which provides meaningful work experiences for 350 youth by having them explore careers in IT, advanced manufacturing, logistics, and construction. So that's just a highlight of some of the things that we're doing, but I think we all know that here, everyone in this room runs into people every day, that we can be encouraging as they're planning their careers. We can be trying to inspire, and in some cases, we want to even hire if that works at our organizations, and then develop those people. So one of the other things I was asked to touch on, and then we'll go to Q&A, was kind of what we're seeing in uncertain times economically with a new administration coming in. And what I would say is I think this administration is coming at a good time. They have a good starting point. Unlike past president, it's a stable economy. And we're almost fully recovered from the severe downturn of 2008-2009. Unemployment has come down, although, to highlight what we were just speaking about, for young people ages between 16 and 24, unemployment is over 9%. And in minority communities, it's much higher than that. Wages are up, home formation is up, revenue sales are up, interest rates are up, capital markets are wide open. So a lot of good things going in. But at the same time, we see economic growth, although it's been slow but steady, and we see potential in a less regulatory environment with capital expenditures and infrastructure that could fuel some additional growth, some real positives, but we also know that there are too many communities that are not sharing in or participating in that growth. And so I'll close my formal comments with asking everyone to do their part to help bridge the gap. Thank you.